From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Anthony Brooks, and this is On Point. The FBI arrested Maria Butina last week. The 29-year-old Russian is charged with conspiracy and acting as an unregistered foreign agent. She was a graduate student at American University in Washington. And if the charges against her are true, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Daniel Golden says Butina would not be the only spy in your university classroom. The free flow of cutting-edge research, international students, and academic experts make campuses a front line for espionage. Russia, China, Cuba, and the U.S. are all involved. This hour on Point, spy schools. You can join us on air or online. What do you make of the case of Maria Butina? And are you surprised she was able to use a university as a cover? Did you know that higher ed is part of the front line of international espionage? What do you make of that? You can join us at any time at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. And we're going to get to that conversation in a moment, but we're going to begin with a few minutes of news about President Trump and his former attorney, Michael Cohen. Yesterday, CNN aired audio of the two men that suggests that candidate Donald Trump knew about a deal to buy the exclusive rights to Playboy model Karen McDougal's story of an alleged affair with Trump in an effort to suppress that story. The president's legal team denies that the recording is evidence that Trump knew of a cash deal. Joining me now from Washington is Aaron Blake. He's senior political reporter for The Washington Post. Aaron, welcome back to On Point. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Anthony.
So tell us what we learned from this recording between Donald Trump when he was the Republican presidential nominee and his attorney, Michael Cohen.
Well, one of the things that people will notice if they listen to the recording or they read the transcript of it is a lot of it's very coded. A lot of it's very kind of difficult to understand, to put into context, unless you're very familiar with the ins and outs of all of this stuff. The tape actually includes only a short portion that appears to pertain to this deal to buy the rights to Karen McDougal's story. And actually, Karen McDougal is not even mentioned in the recording. Neither is David Pecker, the head of the National Enquirer. There is an allusion to a David. There is an allusion to $150, which is the price that the National Enquirer had paid for the story and appears to be the amount that was going to be offered for the rights to it. But other than that, there is much that's open to interpretation, and I expect that this is a situation in which other evidence will have to be applied to this tape in order to figure out exactly what it means about what Donald Trump knew and when he knew it.
What did he know? What he knew it? It's always those two questions in these cases. So let's listen to a piece of this tape, because one of the key questions that arises is about the discussion of whether or not candidate Trump was consenting to pay cash relating to this settlement. So here's the audio, a piece of the audio that was made public yesterday. We're going to hear candidate Trump talking with his attorney, Michael Cohen, September 2016, about a plan to purchase the rights to Karen McDougal's story of an alleged affair that she claims to have had with Trump. The first voice you're going to hear is Trump's, and the Allen that Michael Cohen refers to is Allen Weisselberg, the longtime chief financial officer of the Trump Organization.
So what are we going to pay? Funding, yes. And it's all the stuff, all the stuff, because, you know, you never know where that company, you never know where he's going to be. Correct. So I'm all over that. And I spoke to Allen about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you.
So I'll pay with cash.
No.
So I hear what you're saying, Aaron Blake. A lot is open to interpretation there, especially that line. Is Donald Trump saying we need to pay cash or we shouldn't pay cash? No. He says, I'm all over that, his lawyer Cohen.
Yeah, and that's the central portion of this that really is important.
And tell us why. Tell us why that's so important.
Yeah, because, you know, the idea that they would be paying cash, of course, would lead to theories that, like the Stormy Daniels payment, which was covered up, that they were basically trying to avoid a paper trail. Now, I'll say Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's lawyer, says that Trump's allusion to cash was actually not about that. It was because he was trying to differ with Michael Cohen when Cohen brought up the idea of financing. And Giuliani basically maintains that this is Trump saying we shouldn't finance this. There shouldn't be a loan. There shouldn't be any kind of a payment plan. This should just be taken care of all in one lump sum. And so, you know, that's certainly the spin. You know, it's open to interpretation. It's completely unclear which is the accurate interpretation. And we just don't know at this point.
Mm. So Michael Cohen is under federal investigation for possible bank fraud and election law violations. Why would it be to his advantage to release this tape now?
It is remarkable. There certainly have been things that appear to have leaked out of his legal team and from him potentially personally before. But this was a situation in which his lawyer went on CNN, provided them the tape, and said, this is something we want to put out there. It really reinforces that this is now as much a PR campaign as a legal strategy. Exactly why he's doing that is anybody's guess. I don't know anybody who thinks this is necessarily the kind of legal strategy that they'd recommend. But perhaps this is also about Cohen recognizing that he's in a heap of trouble and he wants to be the good guy in this situation. Maybe he just wants to rescue his image to some degree, even as his legal jeopardy appears to be pretty serious.
And Aaron, finally, do we know if there are more recordings and if lawyers for Michael Cohen would be inclined to release them as well?
Lanny Davis says that there are more recordings. We knew, of course, that there were a number of recordings that were being reviewed by the special master charged with dealing with information that could be privileged between Michael Cohen and President Trump. We don't know if those pertain to things that Trump said or conversations with Trump. We don't know exactly what those might be, but they certainly want to have that perception out there that there could be other tapes that could be problematic for Trump and potentially try to force his hand by holding that over his head.
Aaron Blake, senior political reporter for The Washington Post, thanks so much for joining us today. We're very grateful.
Thank you.